Okay, let's get started with our review of the first 20 prakim of Sefer Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph through Chaf. This is just an overview. In short, we will not focus on too many of the Divrei Torah that we learned from all of the psukim, but just to remember some of the key points and some of the stories of the background, and maybe pick out a couple of the famous psukim to remember that they are in Sefer Yeshayahu. So we remember that Yeshayahu was written about 150 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was a Navi for 86 years, according to Chazal. There are more Haftorahs in Yeshayahu than any other Sefer. And the Gemara tells us that he was a Navi along with Hoshea, Amos, and Micha. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that those four were Nevi'im at the same time. This was his Nevuah represented a new tochen of Nevuah, not just that we'll be attacked by outsiders, but ultimately there will be a Churban from within, based on our own actions. Who wrote Sefer Yeshayahu? Chizkiyahu HaMelech and the group that was with him. Yeshayahu did not write his own Sefer because he was killed. He was killed by his grandson Menashe, as the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes tells us the story about his death. Yeshayahu had a difficult job. You know, the first half of his Nevuah is all Tochacha, the first 39 Prakim, a lot of it. The last 27 Prakim or so are Nechama. But Medrash tells us that he knew what he was getting himself into. We'll see in Perek Vav. Really, it's not written in chronological order. Perek Vav is really when he became a Navi. And there he says, I know what I'm getting myself into. The language of the Medrash is Almanas Shelios Mukeh. I know I'm going to be Mukeh, but this is what I have to do, and I'm doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are a number of psukim in Yeshayahu we mentioned are difficult to understand which stage of history is being talked about. Ultimately, to know exactly for sure, we'll have to wait till Yemos HaMashiach, like the Rambam says, we'll have to know exactly what Mashiach is like until we get there. And certain psukim of the Nevuah, we will have to wait to also. But much of Sefer Yeshayahu is dealing with the time period in that he lived, the period that he witnessed the 10 tribes of Yisrael being exiled by Sancherev, King of Ashur, conquering the whole world up till that time, up until he gets to Yerushalayim. And of course, when he gets to Yerushalayim, he stays overnight and his army is defeated overnight. 185,000 of his soldiers do not wake up. And that's what is already forecast by Yeshayahu. So Perek Aleph, again, just to give a title to each of the Prakim, the first two Prakim, first Perek really is about Yerushalayim and Yisrael. Of course, it's the Haftorah for the Shabbos Chazon. Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amotz, Asher Chazah al Yehuda b'Yerushalayim. That's really the title. It's maybe the Sefer starts this way, and not in Perek Vav, because that is a major element of what Yeshayahu is about. It's about Nechama. The Gemara says it's Kula Nechama, but it's all about trying to get better. And he was a Navi throughout the lifetime of four kings: Uzziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, and Chizkiyahu. Right, Uzziyahu was a Rasha, Yotam was a Tzaddik, Achaz was a Rasha, Chizkiyahu was a Tzaddik. And in the first parak, he talks about gives Musar to Klal Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Shimu Shamayim Azini Aretz, Ki Hashem Diber, listen, Banim Gidalti Romamti, Heim Pashuvi, and there even animals are better. Right, this is his major theme. His major theme is to try to get Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael to do tshuva, try to prevent the churban. Right, this is the path that it seems to be going on. But please, Yeshayahu begs with all his koach, but obviously it didn't help. Hoy go chote, I'm Kevin Avon. Banim mashchisim, right? We destroy ourselves. Azvu es Hashem, we left Hashem, and Yeshayahu screams, "Don't we know? Don't we know what's going to be?" Right? And he's witnessing the continuation of the psukim in Perek Aleph talk about the what he sees after the ten shvatim have already been exiled, and he's saying to the rest of Bnei Yisrael left in Eretz Yisrael, "Don't you see what happened? Artzachem shemama." Arechem srufos eish, your cities are burned, your land is being taken over by strangers. V'nosra bat zion kusuka bakaren, bat zion is left kemiksha ki'ir nitzura, like a besieged city. We mentioned the beautiful thought of Rav Hirsch, who was besieging it at that time. This was before Sancherev. Maybe it means we were besieging ourselves, meaning we didn't let the messages in the Beis HaMikdash permeate our lives. We left it there as if it was closed up. Lulei Hashem tzvakos osir lanu sarinu palit. Right, if Hashem wouldn't have left us after the rest of Am Yisrael were destroyed, or maybe it's the future. Right, if He doesn't leave a little bit, we'd be like wiped out like Sodom and Amorah. And He shocks us and even calls us Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitzinei Sodom. He compares us to Sodom and Amorah, saying, "I don't need your karbanos." Right, we had a Beis HaMikdash at this time. But we didn't act that way. Hashem says, I don't need your kabbanis. You're missing the point. The point of kabbanis is to get a kapara, but you fight with each other and you kill each other. And the whole message of karbanos is lost on you. Don't bring me toeva, don't bring me ketores. The Meshachachma in Parshas Dvarim discusses, Dafka, those two symbolize achdus. And we were so not ba'achdus, sinas chinam, as the Gemara says in Yuma. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested. Lo uchal aven vatzara, pasuk yud gimel. I don't want you to come to the Beis HaMikdash anymore. It's just a fake, right? You turn and you lift your hands up to me. Uvefarizchem kapechem alim einai mikem. Right? I'm not going to listen. Kikam kitarbu tefila in enishomeya. Your hands are full of blood. First, you need to do tshuva. Rachatsu, hizaku. But Yeshayahu doesn't just was not just a navi of doom and tragedy, but he tells us what to do to try to prevent it. You have to try to do tshuva. He says, "Luchuna vivacha yamar Hashem im chateichem kashanim kashel yabinu." As we know, some famous psukim. Please make it white out of red. And he says, "Pasuk yotas, it's all up to you. Im tovu ushmatem tuva aretz tochelu. If you want to eat, great. And if not, im tamanu." Cherev t'uchlu, you will be eaten. That is the choice. And then Yeshayo uses the word Eicha Ha'isalazona. Chazal tell us three use the word Eicha, Moshe, Yirmiyahu, and Yeshayahu all use Eicha. And the root of it, Rav Schwab said, is Ayeka. You know, where are we? What are we doing? Right, we're not acting properly with our lives. We're just taking bribes and stealing and not acting appropriately. The parak ends off by Hashem promising that there will be a time that there will be respite. And after Inakma Me'ayvai, Vashiva Yadi Alayach, Vatsrof Kabar Sigayach, Vashiva Shoftaya Kavari Shonah, right? The Pasuk, the Brachim Alam in Shemona Esrei is in the Amida, is based on this. Achrei Chen Yikare Loch Ir Hatzedek Kirya Ne'emana. Eventually, after the Churban, there will be a time when Yerushalayim will get back on its feet. That is all Perek Aleph. Perek Beis gets into now Yibos HaMashiach, right? Throughout, peppered in and sprinkled into even these first half of Sefer Yeshayahu, our prakim about Yibos HaMashiach. Perek Beis, and then we'll get to the great prakim of Perek Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, which describe Yibos HaMashiach. But here, Yeshayahu says, talking about thousands of years, it didn't even happen yet. And Yeshayahu was thousands of years ago from us. And Yeshayahu was talking about what's going to happen in the future. Yeshayahu says, let me tell you what's going to be by Yehuda and Yerushalayim. V'haya ba'achris hayamim. V'haya is always Lashon Simcha. Right? It will be ba'achris hayamim. Yimos HaMashiach. Nachon yehar beis Hashem. Barosh harim. V'naharu elav kol hagoyim. All the nations of the world will be inspired. Rashi quotes, even more than any nes that occurred in the past, will be the nisim of the future. They will all go. They will want to learn from Mashiach. We saw the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that Mashiach is going to be smarter than Shlomo HaMelech. Chacham Yosef Mishlomo and a Navi Karov LaMoshe. V'nelcha Barachosav. Let's go in his ways. And then comes the Pasuk. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Which the pashtus of the Navi is, the nations of the world are going to say that. Right? We see Torah and the Dvar Hashem coming from Yerushalayim. Let's go there. Let's learn. V'shafat bein agayim. He's going to be the ultimate judge. And because he will judge, there won't be any fights. And therefore, the Pasuk that's written outside the UN, v'chitzu charvosam le'itim, v'chani sosein le'mazmeros, lo yisogal goy cherev, there won't be any more wars, there won't be any more needs for weapons. Lo yimudu oda milchama. Then Yeshayahu turns to his own generation and says, Beis Yaakov, listen, this is what we yearn for, so let's do it now. L'chu v'nelcha bar Hashem, natashta amcha Beis Yaakov, right, but you've let off, but you want these great days to come? Please, stop doing what you're doing. Stop following the Avodah Zarah. Vatimalei aretz kesev izav en ketzel otrosav. We just focus on gashmias and we focus on things that are not eternal. Says Yeshayahu, there's gonna come a time. Ki yom Hashem tzvakos al kol ge'ev aram. You're focused on other things. People are arrogant and only focused on themselves. There's gonna come a time that Hashem is going to cut down all of those who are high. Jews and non-Jews. And we have to remember that always focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last pasuk, Chidlu Lachem min Adam. Asher Neshama V'Yapo, stop focusing. Stop putting your trust in Adam. Right? Ki Bamen Nechshavu. You can't trust man, only trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That is also a theme that we saw at the end of Perachaf the last parak that we saw as well. Says the Navi now in Parak Gimel. So now we move in Parak Gimel and Dalid, we talk about Churban Yerushalayim again. These first four prakim are about that. Says Yishayo, ki hinei Parak Gimel, Adon Hashem Tzvakos, Mesir, Yerushalayim Yehuda, Hashem is going to take us, and every word here is darshan by the Gemara, he's going to remove all the great people, all of our leaders, all of our rabbis, all of our helpers, everybody that we live and we rely on, Gibar, Ishmochama, Shofet, Navi, Kosim, Zakin, little by little, referring to the different stages of Gullus. Some had already happened, the 10 nations, and ultimately they were going to happen. V'nigasha'am ishbe ish v'ishbe re'ehu. And it's going to be a terrible time, Yishayo predicts, before the Churban. Yir havu anar b'zakim, anikla b'nechma, nobody's going to give each other covet. Right, the Gaon Chagiga tells us there are 18 curses in this parak that are going to happen. People are going to go around trying to learn Torah. Lecha katzinti yalanu. Teach us. And they're going to say, I don't know anything. I can't teach you. Yerushalayim is going to be done. All of the great spiritual leaders will be sent into exile. Who will be left? There'll be a sheep without a shepherd. And it will ultimately lead to Churban. Hakaras paneim ansabam. Pasuk test. You could read it on their faces. Their sins. Right? You have to do tshuva. Imru tzadik yitov ki pri malem yochelu. Right? With a tzadik. He will get his due. Oyla Rasha Raki Gamul Yadav Yasalo. We have to realize that Sadik Varalo, Rasha Vitovlo, and everybody is held responsible for each other, and if we don't do better, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay us back. The parak continues and discusses the women of the time, act in such an inappropriate way. The Gemara and Yuma Darshins, Gili Arayis, based on these Sukkim, Gavhuban Osiyo, Matilachta, Nutuyos Garon, the opposite of Bischus Nashim Sidkanios. We were Zochet to Geula. Right here, the women are just the opposite. They're getting involved in inappropriate behavior. And Bayomahu, on that day, the parak ends off by saying, Hashem will remove all. There will come a time when all the jewelry is going to be removed. Many, many psukim, a number of psukim, going through all the different jewelries. And Yishayo predicts it's going to be terrible. V'anu v'avlu psacheha. Yerushalayim is going to be decimated. V'achziku sheva nashim b'sh'echad. Seven women are going to go to the one man and say, please help us. Give us bread. We just want to be connected to you. Rashi even quotes the Medrash that Nebuchadnezzar made a gzera to take all the women, but if they were married, don't take them. So all the women wanted to get married, wanted to make sure that they had a husband. Bayomahu, but then Perek Dalet gets into, there will ultimately be a better time though. As this is Yishayo, up and down, up and down. Yet Semach Hashem, Semach is Mashiach, Semach Hashem, Litzvi, right, what is Semach? He's constantly growing. As Semach David Avdacha. Semach Hashem Litzviu Lechavod, Upri Haaretz Lagon Tefaretz, there'll come a time, Nishar, whoever's left in Sion, will be written Lechayim B'Yerushalayim. Imrachas Adonai Tzoas, but Sion will be cleansed off, and Ubara Hashem, Al Kol Mechon Ar Tzion, Hashem will make a new land, Anan, Yomam, Vashan. Hashem will bring back the Beis HaMikdash, give us protection, and in that way we'll be able to start off a new leaf, Bizman Yemos HaMashiach. That is the simple interpretation of Perek Dalet. So Beis and Dalet are about Yemos HaMashiach. Perek Hay expresses again the disappointment that Hashem feels about how we behaved, and it's in the form of a mashal, a vineyard. Anash Yirel Hashem L'didi, Yishayo, talking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, I sing to my beloved, I had a kerem, I put so much time into it, I worked it, and look what happened, it grew me terrible grapes, and it's no good. What should I do? What should I do with my kerem? Right, I just want to get rid of it. Should I leave it? You know, I'm going to get rid of it, I'm going to break down the fences, and let anybody who wants to come and trample it. Which is exactly what happened, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Hester upon him, he moved away, he removes his Ashkacha, and then look what happens to Am Yisrael. Ki Kerem Hashem Tzvakos Beis Yisrael, we're compared to a Kerem, and this is what we ended up with. Hoy, and then we have a couple of times the word hoy, in Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, hoy magi b'ayis b'abayis, sadeh b'sadeh ekrivu, people who build their houses up until the other person's house. We discussed that didn't leave them any space, especially if it's a poor person. Hoy mashkimi boker, people that get up in the morning to go drink beer, and people who stay out late, for yakinar v'nevel, they have parties, and they don't recognize, just open your eyes. Maisa yadav lo ra'u. Right, you don't realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lachain. This is what's going to happen, says Yishayo. Gala amimi blidas. Right, you're going to go out to galus without knowledge, without knowledge maybe without Torah, ukvodo misei ra'av, and there's going to be terrible times, based on your actions. Hoy is repeated a number of times. Hoy Moshe Avon, going through all the different levels of society that are undermining the goodness, and it's all going to end up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, with death, with destruction, and this is something that what he is warning about, even though he knows it is going to happen. So that is how Sefer Yesheyahu starts off, five prakim, all about focused on Am Yisrael, focused on Galus and Geula, on Churban and Biniyah. That is put there because Yeshayahu wants to start off, or Chizkiyahu, we'll put Yeshayahu together, wants to start off with that theme. Then we go to back in time when Yeshayahu first became a Navi. Perek Vav, we have the Maisa Merkava, right? We know we have two Maisa Merkavas, one by Yechezkel and one by Yeshayahu. See, here we have in the year that Melech Uzziyahu died. Some say it wasn't when he died, when he got Saraz. As we discussed then, Yeshayahu says, I was sitting and I saw Malachim, Srafim Omdimimalo, six Knafayim, six winged Malachim, two of them they cover their faces, not to see Hashem, Shtayim Yechaser Raglav, two of them they fly, and they call to each other, and they say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Meloch Halar Kavoda, they all have a clarity, a vision of the divine. The Radak quotes a possibility that maybe they're talking to each other, calling Kadosh, Kadosh, but either way, the I see, says Yeshayo, the whole room is filled with smoke, and I say to myself, Oily Kidin Mesi, oh my God, I can't believe I'm so close to Hashem. Right, I'm an Isht Mes Vatayim, I'm amongst an Am Tamei, which the Gemara says he got punished for saying that. So what am I going to do? So it says the Yeshayahu, he saw one of the Serafim take a coal from off of the Mizbeach, and he puts it on my mouth, and in that way I was burned, and my sin was removed. Does that mean in general sin? Or maybe the specific sin of saying something bad about Am Yisrael? But then it says, Voyashma es kol Hashem. I heard Hashem say, Es mi eshlach umi elech lanu. Who wants to be my Navi? It's not an easy task, right? Ultimately led to Yeshayahu's death. But Yeshayahu says, Hineni shlacheni. Send me. I'm ready to listen. He heard the Dvar Hashem. So Hashem starts telling him, Shimu Shemu Aval Tavinu, Ro Ro Al Tido, Hashmein Leva Amazeh. This nation has gotten fat, has gotten gashmi, gotten lost focus, and I need them to come back to me. The Shav, the Ruffalo. You need to go, and you need to help them do tshuva. That is Yeshayahu becoming a Navi. That is Perek Vav. Then, now we have a couple of stories that took place in the time of Yeshayahu. Perek Zayin, Perek Ches is all about when the nation, this is now we're going back in time, when the Ritzin Melech Aram and the kings of the north, Pekach ben Remaliyahu, the king of Yisrael, they were on their way to attack Yerushalayim. And Achaz was the king. Achaz was a Rasha. But Yeshayahu still goes to tell him, and he's told by Hashem to take his son, Shar Yashuv. We learned about two sons of Yeshayahu in the Sprakim. He and Shar Yashuv, his son, goes to Achaz and says, don't worry, because Hashem is going to, again, this is in the future, is going to take care of Pekach and Ritzin. You have nothing to worry about, even though it seems like they were gathering their armies, they're going to attack. No, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim Pasek Zayin Lo Takum Lo Tiyeh Ki Rosh Aram Damesek Rosh Damesek Ritzin. Ritzin is going to be destroyed, and so are the Aseres Hashvatim. So Achaz, not Bischuscha, because you're a Rasha, but Bischus, your family, you will go, Hashem is going to save you. The Yosef Hashem, Hashem, and Yeshayahu asks Achaz, you want a sign? Should I prove it to you? Achaz says, Pasuk Yudbeis, no, I don't want a sign. Chazal say, because he didn't want to cause a Kiddush Hashem. So he says, Shimon HaBeis David, I'm going to show you a sign anyway. You don't only make fun of man. L'chein yitin Hashem hu l'chem os. I will give you a sign. You see this woman? And who is this woman? It's a mystery woman. Some say, Rashi says it was Yeshayahu's wife. The Radak says it was Achaz's wife. Right? Some Christians understand this, says Rav Schwab. Other understandings, but either way, there's going to be a child born named Emmanuel. Emmanuel is going to be. Some say it was the same son as will be referred to in the next parak, as we'll see. But this is the sign. He's going to be extremely smart. But even before he gets old enough, you're going to give him that name. Before he gets old enough, the two enemies that you are thinking about, Achaz, are going to be destroyed. And that is exactly, kachaya, that's what happened. Vayabayamahu, and on that day, after Ashur is the one, Sancheriv and Ashur, they were the ones that defeated Aram and defeated the northern kingdom. They came during this time after he was born, but before he was old enough. And then Hashem says in Parakhes, I want Yeshayahu to write it down and do an action to prove that this is going to happen. This is based on the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, when the Ramban says, often a Navi is told to do an act in order to concretize it and to make it, to give it more oomph, Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, in that way. So he tells Yeshayahu, take out a scroll, Gilayon Gadol, and write on it, Lamayer Shalom Chashbaz, that's going to be spoils, the Idali Edim Namanim, and I will have two Edim, famous pasuk from the end of Makos. As Uriah HaKohen, Vesachariah Ben Yevarechia, right? Uriah was killed by Yehoyakim. This is 100 years after that Nevuah. Uriah was way earlier, Zechariah was later. Why they put together, right? Rabbi Akiva Darshan, that at the end of Maseches Makos. But Yeshayahu says, I came close to the Neviyah, and she had a baby. That's why Rashi said before, the woman referred to was Yeshayahu's wife, and his name was Maher Shalal Chashbaz. So the two sons of Yeshayahu are She'ar Yashuv, which is all about coming back, and Maher Shalal Chashbaz, which quickly the spoils are going to happen. Two opposite names. Kiterem Yedan Narkro Avivimi, and before even this boy knows how to call his parents, Yisas Chel Damesek Veshlal Shomron Lefnei Melech Asher. Asher is going to defeat Shomron and Damesek, so you Achaz have nothing to worry about. Why are they going to do this? Kimos Ha'amazeh, because the 10 tribes, the Seres HaShvatim, they were disgusted and they rejected the Me'ah Shiloach, which is the symbol of David HaMelech, who was anointed by the Shiloach. So Achaz, not because you're such a great tzaddik, but because Hashem wants to protect the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. And you should realize this, and in that way, try to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Utsu Eitz Avisufar, Dabri Dabri V'lo Yakum, Ki Imanu Kel, Pasuk Yud. As it's described, many people try to come up with plans, but only the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately last. The end of the Perek, we have a reference to, you know, make sure not to go into groups that will not help you. Chazal have different pshatim. Who is this group? Maybe it's talking about Shevna. Shevna was led the group that wanted to give up to Ashur in the times of Chizkiyahu, the Gemara Darshins. There's two psukim towards the end of the parak that Chazal say are from the Nevuah of Be'eri, the father of Hoshea. Right? Why? What is it doing here? We discussed that then. But this was parak. This was in parak Zayin Aches, having to do with the story of Asher going to defeat those two. Perek Yud Perek Tesen Yud. Tesen Yud now, this is all about the ultimate Sancherev fighting. Right, Sancherev, we're talking about him, the king of Ashur. Perek Tes starts off with Yeshayo predicting what is going to happen in the future. Sancherev is going to become great. Again, it's all alluded to, but he's telling Klal Yisrael and Chizkiyahu, don't worry, they're going to come. They're going to be up to Yerushalayim, but then they're not going to win. Ki yeled yulad lanu pasakei. There is a boy that has been born to us. That was Chizkiyo. Ben nitan lanu vati amisrael shichmo. He'll have the power. He'll have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And vayikra shmo. Some say this is Chizkiyo's names. Some say this is Hashem's names. Pele yoetz, El Gibor, Sar Shalom, Lamar behamisra. The only time in Tanakh where a closed mem appears in the middle of a pasuk, in the middle of a word. Lamar behamisra appears here. He will have greatness. L'shalom and Kates, he will have peace. He'll sit on David HaMelech's kisei. And in that time, when this Chizkiyo, who is not king yet, at that time, this tremendous nes is going to happen. After Ashur defeats Ritzin and defeats the tribes, he will start causing havoc throughout Eretz Yisrael. As we learned, Vayachreitz Hashem Yisrael, but Hashem will take them and cut them down. Just when they think that they are gaining and invincible, but realize it is not going to happen. And in Perek Yud, Perek Tes and Yud are all about this. Hashem alludes to the fact that even though Hashem used Ashur as the tool to defeat the other nations, but they'd have to realize that they're a tool. Ha'ish Ashur Shevet Api Umateu Biadam Zami. The problem was they forgot that they were just a tool of God. They started doing doing more than they're supposed to do, and destroying and massacring. V'hu lo ken yidameh ulevavo lo ken yachshov. Pasuk Zayin. Sancheriv didn't think this. He thought ki lahashmid bilvavo ulahachris goyim lo ma'ad. He was going, he said, oh, everything in front of me, I am invincible. But we'll see, says Hashem, v'haya ki yivatza Hashem es kol ma'aseyu, when Hashem finishes his actions, efkod al pri godel avav melech asher, I'll show him what's going to happen. The gaiva of Sancheriv will bring him down. Sancheriv says, I'm amazing. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Asir Gvelos. I mean, I removed all borders from the nations. I conquered the whole world. So you don't need any borders for countries. Chazal say maybe he even was Mevalbel all of the nations. So that's why we don't even know who's a nation. He moved everybody around. But says Hashem, Hayispa'er HaGarzen Alachose Bo. Will the axe have gaiva over the one holding it? You're a tool. Imisgadel HaMasol Minifo V'soa. Over the one who is holding the soa, you're just a tool. Yishalach Adon Hashem Svakav Mashbanav. Hashem will send a fire, and that's the fire that burned up 185,000 of Sancheriv's soldiers sitting outside of Yerushalayim when they came to fight. The Gemara talks about the amazing story that he's going with all of his warriors and all of his army, and he goes and he's rushing. And the Pasuk Chavdalid, Komar Hashem Tzvakos, Al Tira Ami Yoshev Sion, don't be scared, they're coming close, Od Ma'at, they are going to be taken down, it will be removed from you. And it's the Gemara describes more, giving more details than the Pasuk. He gets there, he rushes there, Yerushalayim is the prize, he's destroyed the entire rest of the land, and then he gets to Nov, overlooking Yerushalayim, the end of Perek Yud. Od Hayom Benov Lamod. He gets to Nov, he looks at Yerushalayim, he says, this, you know, Feif Yadav, he waves his hand, ah, what a small city, let me just do it tomorrow, I'm tired. His people say, no, let's just do it now, no, I'm tired. So he waits, and overnight, his army is defeated, as we learned back in Sefer Malachim, he goes back home in embarrassment, and is ultimately killed by his own sons in the base of Avodah Zarah. That is the next section of the Navi. That takes us through Perek Yud. Now we get to Perek Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, are two of the most beautiful prakim in the entire Sefer, talking about Yemos HaMashiach. A very distant Nevuah, Yeshayahu continues and says, Chotem Yigeza Yishai, there'll be a Geza. We discuss the Malbims throughout these prakim. Every word is alluding to something else. Geza Yishai, Netzer Misharashav, there's a root, there's a sprout that's going to come up. Vanacha Alav Ruach Hashem, and he will have, Mashiach will have on him. The pasuk we say in Yontif Davening before we take out the Torah. Vanach alav ruach Hashem, ruach chachmo bina. He will be wise, he will be amazing. Vaharecho, the Yiras Hashem, he will be able to smell the Yiras Hashem in the Torah. Chazal Darshan, that Morach, right, he'll be able to smell the right halacha. Right, below the Ma'ariv of Shvot, he'll be so smart. He'll know what the halacha is, and he'll judge, and everybody will be peaceful. And Vayat Tzedek Ezer Masnav, he'll be full of Tzedek. Vigar, another famous pasuk in Perek Yud Aleph. Vigar Zevim Keves, Vinamerim Gedi Your Butts. The animals will all lie together, the wolf and the sheep. When Machlokas Rishonim, is that literal? Does that just mean that there'll be peace? Ufara Vadov Tirena, as the beautiful pasuk is described, and the Perek also has the pasuk that ends off Mishnah Torah. Ki Malah Haaretz Deyas Hashem, Kamayim L'yam Hachasin. The Torah knowledge then will be unbelievable. We won't be able even to realize it. Bayom Ahu pasuk Yidal of Yosef Hashem Sheinis Yado Liknos Hashar Amo. For a second time, Hashem will acquire us, right? Because the second base of English wasn't a full geula, so really that'll be up the second time. He'll gather us in. Kibbutz Golias is described. There'll be no inner fighting amongst Jews. V'sara kinas Ephraim, v'sara Yehudi karesu. An amazing tefillah that we hope to. And all throughout the lands, all the waters will be dried up. There'll be maybe kriyas yamsuf in various areas to be able to allow all Jews to come back. Yud Beis, V'yam Martin, we'll say at that time, Odcha Hashem ki anafta bi. We'll realize, we'll thank Hashem even for the terrible times, because at that time we'll be able to look back and everything will be focused. Hine, and we'll say then, Hine kel yeshuasi Hashem, saved us, evtach v'lo evchad. Then I'll have true bitachon ki azi v'zimras ka Hashem, right, the same pasuk as Yashir, but you have Shem Hashem there, because the Shem Hashem will be hushlam, will be completed then, unlike how it is in the end of Parshas B'Shalach, u'sha'avtemayim b'sason m'manei ha'yeshua, as we always start off the week with these psukim on Motzi Shabbos, because we want to talk about Yemos HaMashiach. There'll be salvation. We start off the psukim de Zimra with this. Hodu Hashem kiru v'shmo. Thank Hashem. Hodiu v'amim alilosav. Tell all the nations how amazing he is. These are the beautiful ideas that are going to be Bimos HaMashiach Tzali Veroni Yosheva Sion Ki Gado Bekir BeKadosh Yisrael. Now we are up to Perek Yud Gimel. The next number of Prakim, the ones that we've done so far, Yud Gimel through Chaf, are all about other nations. Does this mean that we told the other nations, Yeshayo told the other nations? No. But it's about to tell Am Yisrael that this is what's going to happen. He should realize that there is a plan. So first we have two Prakim about Bavel, then about Moab, then about Damesek, then a little Gog u'Magog, a very unclear Perek in Yud Ches, and then we have two Prakim about Mitzrayim and Cush. So Bavel, just very quickly, Bavel is described amazingly. Bavel wasn't even a superpower yet, and Yeshayahu was already describing its fall. Right, Bavel, you know, nobody even heard of Bavel. What was Bavel? But as is described in Perek Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet in depth, how Bavel will be defeated by Paras u'Madai, as we know, Belshazzar ultimately and was killed by Daryavesh. And Hamadai, right, the whole Purim story, and Perek Yud Beis and Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet are all about bringing down Bavel, and specifically here, Nebuchadnezzar is described as the ultimate Balgaiva, and in Perek Yud Dalet, he's described going down to Gehenim. Sheol mitachas rugs alecha leras poecha, the whole ground starts shaking. Or alecha refaim, call out to the Eretz. All the kings in Gehenim get up. Kulam yanu v'yomre lecha, gama tochu leisa kamonu, eleno nimshalta, right, such a Balgaiva, an amazing, powerful person, but ultimately the Russia is going to get it in the end. Nebuchadnezzar goes down. Kulam yanu v'yomre, they're all going to say that, and they will realize, so your end is also, mechasecha tolea, you also end up in the dirt, you also end up, not where you want to. He said, Pasuk Yudalad, 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 Eleh, Bama Seyah, Vadam Eleh, Yo. Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm awesome, I'm great, I'm going to be like God, but Ach El Sha'ol, Turad, El Yarkes Ebar, he ends up going down to the depths, and this is the Gaiva of Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara Chagiga discusses on Daf Yud Gimel how the nonsense of trying to get up, talking about the different different levels of heaven that he wanted to go on top to, but ultimately you will go down to Gehenim. The Navi even describes how he's not even going to be buried because Nebuchadnezzar for 7 years was Nigzar and was changed and he hung out with the animals. His son Evel Merodach became king. When Nebuchadnezzar came back, he put his son in jail. But finally, when Nebuchadnezzar died, Evel Merodach didn't want to any other type of a trickster. If he makes sure he's dead, he took his body out and he threw it to the dogs, and he wasn't even buried. And this is all forecast by Yeshayahu Hanavi hundreds of years before this even happened. There will be nothing left about Bavel. And then at the end of the paragraph, we have a little bit about the Plishtim, who come up every so often throughout Tanakh, but that is also a reference there. Perek Tezva, Perek Tezayin, we have about Moab. Moab, who should have had Rachmanis on us, because after all, what Avraham did for Lot and going back, right, and family members, but still, no, they don't. Moab is destroyed by Sancherev, again, before he destroys the other nations, but this Nevuah is said all about Moab, what is going to be. There is a very interesting Pasuk we discussed in Pasuk Hey, in Tezvav Hey, Libi Lemoav Yisak, my heart goes out to Moab. Even if, as Yeshayahu is talking about the other nations, he acknowledges, right, Benfolo Yivcha Al Tismach, he acknowledges the humanness, and that is expressed there, as we discussed then, that the We don't say full Hallel on the Shvi Shal Pesach for that reason. But this parak describes the utter destruction of Moab, and really, if they're even worse, and they deserve it because they should have had basic Hakaras HaTov to us. Basic Hakaras HaTov, and they should have, as Yeshayahu describes, if you could have, they used to give tributes to and send presents to Chizkiyo. If you would have done that, then you would have been saved from Sancherev's wrath. But you didn't, and you don't want to lower yourself to have the Jews be on your side. Because of that, you are going to be wiped out. That is Perek Tezvav and Perek Tezayin. Perek Yudzayin is about Damesek. Damesek is Aram. This was described already in the first couple of Prakim. If you remember, not the first couple of Prakim, but a little bit towards the beginning, Aram, which teamed up with the Malchei Yisrael to fight Yerushalayim, Sancherev defeated them. This Perek also discusses they're going down. And hopefully that will lead to Bnei Yisrael recognizing that everything that Rishonim do, they'll have to pay for in the end. The end of Perek Yud Zayin, Zechelek Shoseinu V'Gorol Levozezeinu. Perek Yud Ches was probably the most not clear Perek. As Rav Schwab pointed out, we really don't know exactly what it's referring to. Most assume it's talking about Gog u'Magog, talking about the future. What's going to happen in the future? All the nations are going to send the Jews back to Eretz Yisrael, and then they're going to be shocked and see, Manorah, this Am is amazing. What's amazing about it? They're going to recognize what a miracle it was that Klal Yisrael has survived throughout the nations. The Maharal and Netzach Yisrael and Perek Yudalad talks all about this, that we are on we are either all the way on top or all the way on the bottom. Throughout history, most of the time we've been all the way on the bottom, but here, then, we will be all the way on top. And all the nations will say, Abita, I want to go see it, and then Hashem's going to come down into the Beis HaMikdash, and he will lead all of the world at that time in peace. The last two prakim we did were about Mitzrayim, and Perek Yutes. It does not seem to be about the Mitzrayim that we know of. So it could very well be, Rabbi Schwab said, that maybe this is just a symbolism of what's going to happen to all of the nations of the world. We have Mitzrayim here, and Ashur also described. Mitzrayim maybe symbolizes all the nations that gave us Saras. Ashur are the ones that let us live, but we were also in Gullus there, right? The assimilation. So Rabbi Schwab says, maybe this parak is describing that all the nations, all the different types of the nations of the future will be defeated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech HaMashiach, will come out on top, and ultimately they will come and they will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It even describes how there will be a Mizbeach built in Mitzrayim. Right, there's the Gemara, then the Menachos talks about what that might be, but either way, it describes at the end, amazing Sukkim, that Mitzrayim and Asher and Yisrael will be a triumvirate, will come together in a Shlishiyah and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future. So that might not be literally Mitzrayim, but figurative. Perek Chaf, though, is back to actual stories, right, in the times that Bnei Yisrael, now we're going back to stories that we had before, again, all the Prakim, there is not a specific order, well, after there is an order, we just don't know exactly what the basis for the order is, but Perek Chaf, the last Perek we mentioned, is when Yeshayahu HaNavi is told to act like an Avel, to try to teach Klal Yisrael, who should turn to Hashem, but instead they turn to Mitzrayim and to Cush. Yeshayahu says Mitzrayim and Cush are going to be decimated also. And you'll realize then, who should I follow? Who should I look for help? Kadosh Baruch Hu should be the one that you look for help. Not to Mitzrayim and not to Cush. In this parak, after he does this, he is called Avdi Yeshayahu, my servant Yeshayahu. I misspoke. I saw a source that said that there are only seven people in Tanakh that are called Eved, but I looked around, if you think about it, there's more, right? There's a number that we mentioned, Avraham, Yaakov, Moshe, Kalev, David, but Eov is called Avdi, and Zerubbabel, and Mashiach, and Yehoshua, and there are many of them called Avdi, so there's more than seven, off to correction. So, Ken Yinag Melech Ashur, so too this parak says that Yeshayo is telling them that just like these two, just like Melech Ashur, takes away Mitzrayim and will take away Kush, you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and you just have to focus on him. Okay, these are the first 20 prakim. Be'ez Hashem, next time we get into the new Perek Chaf Aleph.